come here to observe this Vyasa Puja ceremony. Vyasa Puja means worshipping the spiritual master who represents Vyasadeva by teaching the Vedic knowledge to his disciples. I'd like to speak something just for the sake of clarification in this regard. Now, we are observing Vyasa Puja as the appearance day of the spiritual master. Now, when we say appearance, that is a little different from an ordinary birth. Every living being is getting born again and again. We talk about the appearance of Krishna or the appearance of great devotees. Great devotees, just like the Supreme Lord, they descend into this world for the sake of uplifting the fallen souls. And sometimes in the offerings which are made to me, there is some statement like this, that you have appeared in this world to save the fallen souls. So my appearance in this world is glorious, or has become glorified, because of my tremendous fortune by which, good luck, I don't know, it's Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy that I came in association with him. When I try to imagine how great Srila Prabhupada is and how I, of all the unlimited number of living beings within the universe, was able to become his disciple, I'm astonished. Because if we say appearance, then that means for great devotees, but just like Prabhupada sometimes told that I was in the spiritual world with Krishna, and Krishna told me you should go and preach, but I don't have any such recollection of any such thing. All I remember is a life full of misery and normal material life, just like anyone else in this material world. But this particular birth of mine became fortunate, because I was so fortunate to come in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So my function as spiritual master to all of you is simply to repeat and teach as Srila Prabhupada has taught, to pray to Srila Prabhupada for guidance, to guide you in the proper way that he has taught. It's not a very difficult thing to do in one sense. In one sense, if you just follow, then you become a teacher. Of course, following can be difficult in as much as we listen to our own rascal minds. But instead of listening to our own rascal minds, if we take this formula, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya Chitete Kariya Oika Ana Kaliha Manyasha. From Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we simply hear that and take it up and don't desire anything else. Then we become purified and fit to, by the grace of the previous acharyas, guide others. But I think mostly my disciples, they don't say this, but some There are some offerings like this, that you've come into this world to save the fallen soul. I am a fallen soul. So where's the... I didn't come to say, I got saved by Prabhupada. So on his order, and as Prabhupada said, do as I am doing. So we can't do as Prabhupada did in the same degree that he did. That he is, even among great devotees, Prabhupada is unique for his great qualities, for his great compassion, for his great achievements. But his great achievement, among his great achievements, is that he has taken some of the most unexpected people and taught them, and then given them the charge to carry on the parampara system. So, I'd like you to all to understand this. If you read the biographies of great Vaishnavas, they're all symptoms from their very childhood, just like I was telling Raghunandan Thakur this morning, how even in his childhood, he was asking Krishna, please eat, and Krishna was eating. So, I don't see in my life even any slight trace of such a background. So, I can understand that, just like we say, Jogat Pichare Kichu Nahi Pai, Tomara Karunasha. But you know, Thakur is singing, that if there is, if you examine me, you'll find there are no good qualities, but your mercy is all that I'm made of. So if there's anything now that is proper for the disciple to praise the spiritual master. But I should understand, and you should understand, that if there is any quality developed, it's all simply reflecting the qualities which Srila Prabhupada manifested, being a great pure devotee of Krishna. So that is Prabhupada's mercy upon me, and this mercy is coming down from Krishna by parampara system. Prabhupada is a great in the parampara. Srila Prabhupada is a great figure who has brought great oceans of mercy. So on his order, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada are going on distributing that mercy which is coming from Krishna. We say his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace means carrying the mercy of Krishna. Mercy ultimate, everything comes from Krishna. So, the mercy also comes from Krishna, but the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna's mercy, by whose favor the mercy of Krishna is obtained. So, you should understand this, that I don't think any of you, I didn't hear any of you present here saying this, but just in case you, like I say, there were some offerings like that, you should understand that I'm also coming from the ranks of conditioned souls, and I'm not, then you may rationalize, well, I'm just saying it out of humility, but no, it's a fact. Conditioned soul. But that doesn't mean that by the mercy of the acharyas, conditioned soul cannot also become capable of guiding others as guru. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Prabhupada coming to this world? If he can't train others well enough that they can train and guide others, then his mission has failed. If he is just coming for a big show to show what a devotee is, then what is the meaning? So Prabhupada came to save others and to send out others to carry on the work of saving others. So this is the way This is going on in Parampara system. So we say that, that's just like I was saying, I was listening yesterday to all these glorifications of myself, which isn't a very Vaishnava thing to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his most important verse he gave was Amanina Manadena, that a devotee should not want to be praised, but rather he should praise others. But I was sitting there and listening, oh, you are this, you are that, and so much praise is coming. So it's not intrinsically a very much Vaishnava activity. But then, I should understand, and you can also understand, that Tomara Karunasha, if you're praising me, it's actually not praising me, but it's praising Srila Prabhupada, who was able to make something out of such a useless person as myself. That actually the glorification should go to Prabhupada. But that's, of course, also your duty, and it's not just a matter of duty, but it's a matter of feeling also, that you, I hope, like to do that, because if it's only a matter of duty, today is Vyasa Puja Day, we have to stand up and say something. You are great, you are wonderful, okay, sit down, now it's time for the feast. Then it's meaningless, because Krishna consciousness is not just rules and regulations, but it's a matter of feeling. It's relationship. It's Prabhupada's great mercy that out of this horrible, impersonal, meaningless, feelingless civilization, he's scattered some, actually brought a great ocean, but we may not have been able to pick up all of it, so we may have picked up a few drops of feelings of love of Krishna. And the love of Krishna expands so that the devotee is supposed to love all living beings, and especially between devotees, they're supposed to, again, it's not just a matter of, you should love your God brothers, rule numbers 34A/Z. It's not something that can be legislated. You should love your God brother. Okay, next time I'll smile. But actually, from the heart. So, let us, remembering the great qualities of Srila Prabhupada and how he has brought a great ocean of love of Krishna, so we should all come together, you're coming together under me by Krishna's arrangement. Just I had no idea. In the time of my sinful life, I had no idea of Krishna or who's Prabhupada or any of these things. And then later on when I joined this movement, I had no idea I'd come to India. I had no idea I'd take sannyas. I had no idea I'd accept disciples. So many things, I had no idea all of these things, but there's some higher arrangement. Something, so Krishna has his plans. Just like how I met so many of you, just like Gokul Chandra, I just had to come to Italy to get a new visa for India. So while I was waiting for it to be processed, I was traveling in Italy, and one devotee said, he was in Italy, he's from Croatia, he said, why don't you go to Croatia? So I had my other passport. I said, okay, let's go. And I saw the temple president there, and I said, hey, he said, hey, we don't have enough space in our temple, there's no space. I said, okay, give me some men, I'll take them with me. So Gokul Chandra came. So I had no plan to go there, but somehow or other, Krishna had his plan. So, by some higher arrangement, these things are going on. If we just dovetail ourselves with that, if we just go on with Krishna's plan, Krishna has his plans to spread his glories all over the world, in every town and village. So we should just become part of that plan, become a servant of that mission. We're all in this mission together. Sometimes also devotees are taught, I see in the, what they write to me, that they want to help, to serve in my mission. But I don't have any mission other than serving within Prabhupada's mission, within this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We're all servants of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within this movement, which was set up by Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the desires of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadati Srapadantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada bless me and because he has established within this world the mission for fulfilling the innermost desires of Lord Chaitanya. So when will Rupa Goswami bless me in that way? So the innermost desires of Lord Chaitanya are that Krishna consciousness will spread to every town and village in the world. Priti vite aje tato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haive moina. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. So that desire, he also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his plans. He sent Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they gave their contribution. And then Prabhupada, he brought that, all those contributions to maturity and spread it all over the world. And it's still going on. There's so much work to do. So I'm a servant within Prabhupada's ISKCON, and my mission in life is to serve Srila Prabhupada within his society, within the association of the devotees. Tadya Racharana Sevi Bhaktishane Vas Janame Janame Hoy Ayo Vilash. This is our desire to serve the Goswamis within the society of devotees. This is our desire, life after life. So if you simply go on serving within this movement of Lord Chaitanya manifested by Srila Prabhupada, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that is my mission, to serve within this mission. And it's a very straightforward mission. We have to print Prabhupada's books, distribute Prabhupada's books, establish temples. I was just reading the other day, Prabhupada was talking about Nitya Leela, how Krishna's pastimes are going on regularly throughout the universe. So this was when he was opening Hyderabad temple. So he said, this is also going on eternally. Now we are opening a temple here, and in another universe, some temple is also being opened. So Prabhupada said, this is also eternal activity. So this preaching of Krishna consciousness, establishing temples, bringing people, arguing with atheists, Mayavadis, this is all going on, eternal activities. So it's very straightforward what we have to do. We have to preach, distribute books, establish temples, distribute prasadam. There are so many different services to do. Of course, within that mission, everyone, no, it's not that everyone is doing exactly the same thing. Just like you see someone is concentrating more on college preaching, someone is concentrating on cooking, someone is concentrating on deity worship, someone may be cleaning, just like Jai Kesha Prabhu came yesterday. He was, he's now the head pujari in the Ahmedabad temple. But I think for about 12 years, his service was cleaning the temple in Washington. Even after he'd been in the movement about 7-8 years, then no one wanted to clean, so he cleaned. And he just went on doing it for about 12 years, cleaning the temple. So everyone has their own service to do, and one area that I'm specializing in is writing mostly books, some magazine articles, but mostly books. Prabhupada's books are the basis of this movement. Prabhupada also said that my disciples will write purports to my books. The activity of writing is kirtan, glorification of Krishna. So that will go on eternally also. It's also an eternal activity to glorify Krishna by composing books. And I'm writing some books in different areas, bringing together Prabhupada's instructions and different things, just like the first book I did in the, well, there's Beginner's Guide and Brahmachari books, some books of practical instruction, bringing together Prabhupada's teachings. So that's what I see to be my main service. Also, traveling place to place, giving lectures, speaking to devotees. But I saw that many of the things I speak the same thing again and again. Just like just now, Nrisimha Prabhu was asking about attentive chanting. Now, I don't know how many times I've been asked about this. It must be in the hundreds. So, the same questions are being asked. So my idea was, why not deal with these questions which come up in books so people can get that? It's just like, or even if the question doesn't, even if people are not asking the questions they should be asking and the answers they need to get. So I first of all saw that it's very much needed in... Well, actually the first book I wrote was just like similar to this beginner's guide. I wrote a book in Bengali for Bangladesh. It means I wrote it in English and then I had someone translate and then I checked it line by line, word by word. But then I saw, because we were going out preaching in the villages and so many people would become interested, and then we go on to the next village. So you need to leave them some instruction that they can follow. So I made a book like that. Then I saw about Brahmacharya, how it was very much needed. Devotees need some practical guidance. So I made some book on that. So the idea is that none of us are going to be in these bodies very long. In Kali Yuga, Alpayu, everyone has very short life. So if we leave some book that can go on preaching even after the body, this body is gone, soul has gone somewhere else. And even now, that preaching, that what this Dhanasaraswatara says, Brihat Radanga, that can go all over the world to different places. So devotees are interested in that, in these, just like I was thinking about the Brahmachari teachings, that I'm saying these things and some people want to hear it, but they're maybe on the other side of the world. And other people I'm speaking to here, some of them may like to hear and some of them don't like to hear. So for those who want, they can take the book. And those who don't want, well, they won't want to read it. Those who want, they can read it. So of course, another of my services is accepting disciples within this movement. And giving them some direction and training in the same way that Prabhupada did, teaching them to follow, trying to teach how to follow as Prabhupada taught. Prabhupada said that my sannyasi should write more books than me, open more temples than me, and accept more disciples than me. It's a big order. To fulfill even one of them, It doesn't seem very easy. But if you want to help in my mission, you can. My mission means serving within Prabhupada's mission, so I've taken up some area. Not everyone can't do everything. Prabhupada taught, he taught everything. From how to put on a dhoti, how to put on tilak, how to chant the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We take it for granted. Prabhupada taught, otherwise no one had heard such a thing in the Western world. It's everything. Everything we know, everything comes from Prabhupada. So then deity worship, book production, book distribution, cow protection, everything Prabhupada taught. How to preach, how to meet different people. So Prabhupada was also preaching all over the world. So different of Prabhupada's disciples are specializing in different areas. So I'm writing these books and I'm also traveling in different parts of the world, but concentrating, spending more time here in Gujarat. I'm also traveling regularly in South India. So those of you who are based here, if you can help bring more devotees, bring more and more, bring people to Krishna. If you can flourish, then if you flourish in Krishna consciousness, then I'll have something to offer to Prabhupada also. Just like there's that well-known story that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was GPC for all of India. Then he left. Prabhupada didn't want him to leave, but he left. Then when Prabhupada came to America, he asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, "So what are you doing here?" He said, "I'm preaching." "So what preaching are you doing? What is the result of your preaching?" So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj had a whole line of brahmacharis waiting outside the door. They came in one by one, and each of them offered Prabhupada a flower. So one by one they offered obeisances. "This is Bhakta so-and-so." "Next one, this is Bhakta so-and-so. He's distributing books. He came from the college, now he's distributing one." So there's a big pile of flowers. So you also do that. Of course, in those days, mostly our movement was in the West. It wasn't that much developed in India. And mostly we were making brahmacharis and brahmacharini. The devotees were coming. Nowadays also brahmacharis, but also many married people and people living outside our temples are also coming forward in Krishna consciousness, becoming initiated. So bring more devotees by your preaching. Distribute books. And now in India there's a very good, not only in India, practically everywhere I go all over the world, the effect of Prabhupada's movement I'm seeing by distributing books for so many years and preaching. There's very good interest in Krishna consciousness everywhere. So now we should reap the harvest. We should spend time with people, speak with them, convince them to take up chanting. Now in India many people will follow because they're following the Western life and they're becoming frustrated, just like in the West, by following the modern doggish culture, people become frustrated. So same thing in India. The only thing is in India people become frustrated more quickly because they're more pious. So many people, if we present Krishna consciously, can take it up. Then you can have so many people distributing books. And then more people will come. So if you'd like to help me, and I would hope that you would want to help me. So how can you help me? You can help me in my service to Prabhupada. Otherwise help, how much can you help? You see, just like you cook so many, you may cook so many preparations, but I can't eat so many preparations. God creates so many things. I can't, but I can. Body is limited, but spirit is not. So any amount of service you can offer to me, and I will offer to Prabhupada, and he will offer through the parampara system to Krishna. On the Vyasa Puja day, different dakshinas were given, different gifts. On the Vyasa Puja day, different dakshinas were given, different gifts. The real gift you can give, that Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, what pleases you the most? Prabhupada replied, if you love Krishna. So the best gift you could give to me is if you all become pure devotees of Krishna. Prabhupada wrote that in one Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to his guru, Ishwara Puri. Kiva mantra dilo goshai, kiva tarbal, javiti javiti mantra hailam bhaga. Said, what, my dear Guru Dev, what is this Hare Krishna mantra you have given me? By chanting and I've become mad. So Ishwara Puri told him, that's very good. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shabha Jai Jabe Tare Krishna Upatai Bha. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it, their feelings for Krishna will develop. So Prabhupada explained that the spiritual master is not actually pleased when the disciple offers some money. Because he's not displeased, either. He also likes. Bring money. We'll use it for serving Krishna. But he's most satisfied when the disciple develops love of Krishna. So that is the main thing that you can offer. So you can do that by being an ideal follower of Srila Prabhupada. By being ideal means it's a very simple thing. You just go on with the Krishna conscious, rising early, chanting, studying Prabhupada's books, not wasting any time, anything outside Krishna consciousness. Every moment should be engaged in Krishna's service, developing the qualities of Vaishnavas, becoming free from false ego, lust, pride, all these things. Of course, that may be different. I was just reading in teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada that the process of Krishna consciousness is easy, but sometimes the execution of it can be difficult because we're very much attached to our own false egos. But at least if we stick to the process very seriously and sincerely endeavor, then we can become purified. We should try to become ideal followers. Just stick to the path that Prabhupada has given us. There are many speculations floating around the world, and some of these speculations, they enter our Krishna consciousness movement. But we should just stick to what Prabhupada has given us. Follow that. We don't have to listen to so many people may have so many ideas, but what we have received from Prabhupada, that is the correct idea. Even about Krishna consciousness, there may be so many people who are practicing Krishna consciousness and they have some idea somewhat different to Prabhupada. So we offer our respects to them and we will follow Prabhupada. Because we know that what Prabhupada has given us is exactly correct and exactly perfect. for our development. So my message to you is, to my disciples as spiritual masters, is a very simple thing. You just go on following as Prabhupada has taught us, and I will go on teaching you as Prabhupada has taught us. And the meaning of my being your spiritual master is simply that I have to follow Prabhupada without any speculation and teach you that. That is what it means to be a spiritual master. And if I don't do that, then I'm useless. And if I do that, then you should follow, and you will get the same benefit as you get from following Srila Prabhupada, because it is the same as following Prabhupada. What else? What other ideas do you have? Yeah, another thing I have to request you, it shouldn't have to be said, but there may be some necessity, is to stick with this process of Krishna consciousness, because there's always, we always see some fallout rate that some people, they take to Krishna consciousness and then they go away whimsically. They come forward, say, "I want initiation, please initiate me." They write some offering that I simply want to serve you birth after birth, and so many things. But then, whimsically, they just go away. So, I request all of you, actually having taken initiation, you take the vow to follow this. This is a very serious thing. So if you don't follow that, it's very bad. If you don't want to follow, don't take initiation. If you do want to follow, take initiation. Having come, don't go away. Then you're really the most, anyone who goes away, the most foolish. Having got the gift of Krishna consciousness, this Maya is very strong, you see. In some, due to material desires, we feel discontent in so many different ways. And then, because we don't want to surrender to Krishna, we make some excuse and we go away. And we think, now I'm being very clever, and now I'm doing the right thing, but we're just cheating ourselves and being cheated by Maya. So, that also happens sometimes, that devotees go away. They don't care. Srila Prabhupada often used to say, he used to refer to his spiritual sons and daughters, because the relationship between spiritual master and disciples is like that, son and daughter, father. Not exactly in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, means father cares for, feels for the children, and reciprocation is there. So if someone just goes away without caring, then it becomes a very painful thing, both to the father and to the other brothers and sisters. It's a very painful thing. So I may not be very effusively expressing, but I care for all of you and your spiritual development. I want to see that you all develop in Krishna consciousness more and more. Even some of you I don't see very much, especially my disciples. I have quite a lot of disciples in Russia now, so Most of them I don't see very much. Of course, spiritual relationship, it's not simply by close proximity, but the relationship is established on the by obedience and service on the part of the disciple, and instruction and guidance on the part of the spiritual master. And that's not limited by time and space, because it's not a material relationship. In Bhagavad Gita, one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada has spoken, he's quoted one verse, that how the different creatures, they bring up their offspring, the birds, by touching, because they're in the nest together with their young children, and the fish by seeing. The fish, all the little fish are with the big fish, so they don't touch them, but they see them. And the turtle, by meditating, in other words, the turtle lays the eggs in the sand and then goes back in the water, but by meditating on the egg, then the egg becomes hatched and the baby turtle comes out. So even though I may not be with all, even many of my disciples, I don't see you all the time, but I'm always thinking of my disciples, individual disciples also, and praying to Krishna for their well-being. I'm also, sometimes we're organizing these seminars and festivals. So it's not that I'm not with you, but a lot of the time I may be traveling in a different place, or you may be out traveling. So take advantage of association when it's there. And you can go on associating, especially and writing these books. So Prabhupada said that about himself, that if you want to know me, read my books. So I could say the same to my disciples, that you can also read my books, read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books are most essential. Then in my books, I'm praying to Krishna that I may be able to bring out several more books. So I'm simply trying to emphasize the same instructions and same mood that Prabhupada gave. So that's also association with me by reading these books. So please take it very seriously. I'm taking it seriously when I'm accepting disciples. Then I have to see how you're making progress. If you naturally, there will be difficulties. It's not easy to become Krishna conscious. So if you're having difficulties, you should tell me. Of course, you're all having difficulties all the time, so don't tell me all the time. But if you're having some particular problem, then you shouldn't just let it rot in your mind until you become completely... Because that is the nature of Maya. Maya is always trying to take away our enthusiasm to serve Krishna. So don't sit on the stool in your head. You have to flush it away. So if you don't know how to do it, then you should ask me if you're having any particular problem. Otherwise, what's the meaning of having a spiritual master? You're supposed to approach to get doubts clear, and problems clear. So if you're having any particular problem, you should express that to me. Of course, there are also other senior devotees, my godbrothers, and some of my disciples are more senior. So If I'm not personally present, you can also bring to others. But if you have any, if you're having any, feeling any major difficulty, then you may think, well, why should I bother Guru Maharaj? But anyway, having disciples is, you can say, is a botheration. So it's more of a botheration if you go away or you become too much disturbed so you can't serve properly. So in English, there's a saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It means that if you treat a disease in the early stages, it's better. It's easier to treat. Later on, it's more difficult. So if you're having any specific problem or doubt, better get that cleared earlier rather than it becomes a very big problem in your mind. Actually, there are no problems, as Prabhupada used to say. What is the difficulty? There's no difficulty to chant Hare Krishna. There's no difficulty to serve Krishna. But we create so many difficulties in our minds. And external circumstances may place some obstacles also. But if we're determined to serve Krishna, then we can go on serving Krishna in any circumstance. So, I think now I have initiated about 80 devotees, and we're not gamblers, but I would predict that probably there'll be more coming. So gradually more and more devotees may be coming, and I may not be able to give so much personal attention to every one of them as if I had 5 or 6 disciples. If there are 100 or more than 100, discussion with Indra Jumna Maharaj, discussion means by email. One of his disciples was expressing some disappointment because, you know, he had written something to Maharaj and he was expecting Maharaj to write a very long, detailed reply. But Maharaj wrote that, you know, these are the instructions, you have to take this and understand it, and that will be the cure to your problem. So he was expressing some disappointment, he didn't get a very long answer. Maharaj said that you have to understand, I have about 1,000 initiated disciples and 500 more taking instruction, so I can't spend an hour writing to every devotee. So one thing is that I have to allot an equal amount of time to all the disciples because so many are coming. So inevitably I wouldn't be able to spend so much time with each disciple as more and more come. Therefore, those who are more senior among my disciples, they should also take more responsibility for helping newer disciples to come up. Actually, when I joined, in personal instruction from Prabhupada, mostly I learned because so many things, because so many God brothers were there, they were teaching. Prabhupada said to do like this, Prabhupada said to do like that. So practically I learned everything from different God brothers who taught me how Prabhupada wanted everything done. So you should also take that up, those who are more senior. And then we say more senior, well, even those who are relatively junior now among my disciples, they'll gradually become more senior just by default. Just not exactly by default, but by spending more time in this movement, you gain more experience, more knowledge, more depth. So it becomes a natural function that you also have to help others who are coming and guide them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that everyone should be a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order to everyone. Jare deko tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar avge guru hoya tara idesh. Guru means one who teaches others about Krishna. So you also have to take that responsibility to guide others, help others. That means you also have to become very serious and mature, and you have to how to deal with others, because it can be difficult when people are first coming. They may say and do so many nonsense things. They may have so many misconceptions. And even after they've been in our movement for some time, that they have so many misconceptions. So it requires a lot of patience. It requires steady determination in Krishna service to help others despite their nonsense. Help them to come up and encourage them, bring out their good qualities, and by which automatically, as people develop in Krishna consciousness, then the worse or the bad side will go down. So being guru means you have to have faith in Krishna and the power of Krishna to Krishna consciousness, to the process to purify others. It's not a material thing. But we have to have faith that if we simply encourage others and guide others to chant the holy names and follow the process of Krishna consciousness, that they will become purified and they will become benefited. It requires some patience also, because everyone who is coming from a contaminated background. But if we see that anyone has some attraction to Krishna consciousness, we should encourage that. And then gradually teach them all the rules and processes of Krishna consciousness. Even I saw Prabhupada was sometimes initiating people, and you see in the very beginning Prabhupada was even initiating, and then the first initiation ceremony Prabhupada cleaned up after the festival himself, everything. They knew so little. And even I saw Prabhupada initiated some people, and then even just after initiation in India, he was teaching them some very basic, I mean they weren't even clear about demigods and all this and that, but Prabhupada saw they had some inclination to serve Krishna. So he initiated them, and then he instructed, now you have to follow this and follow that. So it requires a lot of patience, it requires to be very serious, to help to spread this movement more and more. Now many of you are preaching here in Gujarat, and I can't go everywhere. Of course I could, but then I have other services to perform also, writing. It takes a long time. You may see me most of the time. You see me, I may be sitting behind a computer, maybe wondering what's going on. I'm just sitting and just sitting and sitting and sitting. But eventually, after a long time, some book comes out. And some of these books I'm taking a long time with, like this Vaishnava Etiquette book. I first conceived of writing that, I guess about 12 years ago, and I decided to write it. And in the meantime, I've been collecting materials, making observations, and writing other books. And the work on writing that has been going on for writing and editing and all these things. It's been going on now for about 2 years. Of course, it's interrupted by so many other activities. So it's going on slowly, but then eventually when the book comes out, that'll be very good preaching instruction for the devotees all over the world for many years to come. So that takes a lot of time. And I'm also going to different places where I've been visiting regularly. So I can't go everywhere, but you go to different places. Gaunatai is in Baroda, he's not traveling so, but even within one city there are so many things to do. Even if all of you just came to Radha Vidyanagar, then there's unlimited work to do. Even in one small place, there's unlimited preaching to do. So I can't do everything, but you take it up and preach in different areas and do different services. Become gurus in the sense that become ideal in your behavior and teach others. Sometimes I may be a little hard with some of you. Cannot know. So that's not going to stop also. Even small points that anything you do wrong, I may point it out. So maybe a little difficult sometimes for you to tolerate. But please don't take it in the wrong spirit. I have to do that. If I don't do that, then I would be not doing my duty to you properly. Don't become discouraged by that. Hare Krishna. So we're having this festival just to give some encouragement. How, seeing how more and more devotees are coming, it would be very nice if you can also get to know each other more, help each other more. At the same time, we have to remember that we're all members of a bigger family within Prabhupada's movement. So, those of you who are my disciples, we don't want any factionalism or any such thing. We're all the devotees, we're all servants of Prabhupada within Prabhupada's big family. So we don't want any such thing that, you know, I'm Bhagavan Kasaranaj's disciple, and he's not, and we don't like them. No such thing. We're all here. It's just like joint family. You see, in joint family in India, they're all the children of different parents, but the parents are all brothers. It means the father, he has, say, five sons, and then all the five sons have another five sons. But they're all mixed up. It's not that they think, well, he's my father, and he's not. They say brother. It's practically in joint family. Of course, I was saying this morning in the class how that's breaking down also. But traditionally in the joint family, there's no difference. There's practically no difference between the cousin brothers and real brother. Even in the village, someone will introduce, this is my brother. And when I remember when I first went to Bengal in the villages, there was someone would take me round house to house, and they'll introduce, this is my brother. And then next house, this is my brother. Next one, this is my brother. How many brothers do you have? Well, everyone in the village is my brother. It's just by that relationship is there, even though it may not be a blood relationship. So in the same way, in our Krishna conscious movement, we're all the big family of Srila Prabhupada. So let us cultivate that mood, happily serve Krishna. Krishna conscious is a very happy life. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So please do that. Hare Krishna. Any question, anything anyone would like to say?